I'm Jeff Cohen for WNPR News. Since Hurricane Maria devastated Puerto Rico last month, the island has been working to reconnect basic infrastructure. Meanwhile, many Connecticut residents with ties to the island have been working just as hard to reconnect broken family ties. All this week, I'll be in Puerto Rico with reporter Ryan Karen King. Today, we have this story of one man's effort to bring his children home to Hartford. Guillermo Klaas just couldn't wait anymore. The reports he was getting from his two teenage sons living in Puerto Rico weren't good. Food and water were getting to them and their mother, but not enough.
I just spoke to my son the other day. He said they bought food, they bought water. It wasn't much, and whoever got, and whoever didn't get, you know? So for me to know that I'm in Hartford, Connecticut, I could wash three cars with all the water we got. I got a refrigerator full of food. And knowing that my kids are going through what, you know, practically going to bed hungry, I can't.
So he did what he had to do to raise the cash to fly himself down and fly his boys with him back to Hartford, where they were born.
I had to sell my car to buy the plane tickets. I had to sell my vehicle if I could buy the plane tickets and have money in my pockets so I could get them out of Puerto Rico. And that doesn't bother me, because that's what you got to do as a father.
Klaas says he got $1,700 for his 2003 Jeep Liberty. It was in decent shape, he said, and he could have gotten more, but he was desperate. That's how he came to be among those on a direct flight from Bradley International Airport to San Juan on Monday. Also on the plane were seven members of a Northwest Massachusetts emergency response crew on a two-week mission to help with planning and logistics in Puerto Rico. Wearing matching t-shirts, the crew caught Klaas's eye back at the airport.
I even posted on Facebook. I said, look at this. First responders going on the same flight with me to Puerto Rico. And I was saying, God is good. It's not all that bad.
And it's a good thing all of them were there, because just after the plane took off, a woman started coughing violently and couldn't stop. Eventually, the Massachusetts crew was able to help stabilize her, and throughout, Klaas, who was sitting in front of her, calmed her and shared his own stash of brand new asthma inhalers.
I wasn't going to give her the used one, you know. So I figured, you know, she needs it. She needs it, you know. I don't care. I can always get another one when I come. But I got like three more.
Klaas says he grew up in the Bronx, but has lived for the past 15 years in Hartford. He was dressed in work boots so he could be useful when he's on the island, but his main goal was to get his boys. Just before he boarded the plane, he spoke with one of his sons.
Well, they can't wait. He was like, I can't wait. You know, I was in the airport now, and he was like, I can't wait to see you. I can't wait. You know, they just can't wait. And I told him, don't worry, relax. I told you I'm going for you. I told him I'm going to pick you guys up. And I kept my word. I said, I'll be there in a few. So I told him, it's just a couple of hours, and I'll be there. I told him, I'm going to get you out of Puerto Rico. Woo!
Once the plane landed, we had to run to keep up with Guillermo Klaas as he went to meet his sons.
I don't know. One of them called me. There he goes. There he goes. Right there. Those are my boys right there.
The three of them, William, Jomar, and Guillermo, hugged a lot. Then they stopped. Then they hugged some more as they waited for bags. The boys said they'd been okay. There'd been some food and some water, but they say they know that for a time, good opportunities will be hard to come by in Puerto Rico. So Jomar says he wants to go back to Hartford to finish school for his future.
For my future.
For your future?
Yeah. And play baseball.
Hey, big boys. I haven't seen them in like 4 years. 5 years. ¿Cuántos años ya que no nos veían?
¿Cuatro, cinco?
About five years. Yeah. They're going back home with me, that's for sure.
For WNPR News, I'm Jeff Cohen in San Juan.